Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 25th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down 2 cents, May wheat down 2.25 cents, and May beans down 4.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks, but under 99 cents. The metals are lower, the bonds are lower, crude oil's down 12. I think we were lower overnight. The crop ratings were a little bit of a surprise. We've got 17% of the corn planted, well above what most people were looking for. It's only 1% behind the five-year average. So, as we've always said, give the farmer a little bit of an opportunity, and he can get a lot of corn in the ground very quickly. The soybean plantings were 6% done versus 3 on average. Again, more work than a lot of people thought we'd see out here. So that was a little bit bearish as well. We've got a lot of rain coming in here in the next week. Starting tomorrow through Thursday, we're looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain in the Midwest. It looks like Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois are really going to get hammered here over the next 7 days, plus cool temperatures. So even though we're at a pretty good clip right now, I think things are going to be slowing down dramatically starting tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be that critical. We have still plenty of time to get the crops in the grounds, but I wouldn't be surprised if we open this thing lower and close it higher yet here today. We didn't see any export announcements in the beans. I was a little surprised with beans up 10 yesterday. No real news out there. Certainly acted like the Chinese were buying, but we haven't seen any export announcements here today. One would think with the dollar being back under 99 cents that we could see a little bit of a rally in the wheat and corn here. The funds are record short in the wheat, 170,000 contracts, 180,000 in the corn. So all we need is a little bit of spark to get these guys to cover, but we just don't seem to be able to get that spark. Maybe the weather next week will be able to do it. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here today, but I think the funds are certainly willing to sell rallies out here with as much of the crop in the ground as there is. The wheat ratings were left unchanged. They're getting plenty of rains in the southern plains, which is helping out here. So I think the conditions may improve again. But, you know, again, I have no interest in being short wheat down here with the funds record shorts. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.